Over the past few months, Wrangell has seen a number of cruise ships, touring groups, and independent travelers. But now that the summer months are wrapping up, many businesses are looking back at yet another tourist season and how it's compared to the last. Right down the dock from the cruise terminal is Wrangell's Stikine Inn. General Manager Jake Harris says he's noticed a great deal of rebuilding of Wrangell's tourist economy over the past couple of years.
We noticed that the first year was a little difficult to get people in because people were holding on to the money. The second year, people were getting accustomed to the changes with the economy. This last year, I think people are more comfortable with their spending habits. And at this point, more or less have decided that if they don't start spending money now, they're not going to get the opportunity, so they might as well just get it over with and enjoy their life a little bit more.
The Stikine Inn and Restaurant has gone through a number of improvement projects over the past few years to enhance the facility and make it more of a tourist destination. Some improvements include the remodel of the lounge restrooms, the addition of an outside deck, and new staircase in the main lobby. All things Harris says contribute to the overall stay at the inn, as well as the Wrangell experience.
What I'm seeing is exactly what I had hoped would happen here. And this year is the first year that it's really started to kind of unfold. Some of that is on part of us expanding our operations, trying to continue to build our restaurant operation here and offer a unique dining experience to Southeast, in my opinion. And people have recognized that, and they've commented on it, and told us about it. That this is their, you know, this is their favorite stop in Southeast, and we're still doing our best to hold up to those expectations.
Across the street is Angerman's Inc. and Outlet Store. When many tourists arrive in town, it's one of the first shops they hit.
Well, the summer of 2011, much better than the summer of 2010.
That's longtime owner Jeff Angerman. He says business is finally starting to pick up since a number of cruises stopped coming to Wrangell in 2005.
The past 3 years have been really challenging, but this year in particular, we noticed by March that business was a little better, and certainly by May, things were up and running.
He says the 8 stops by the cruise ship Regatta, as well as some of the other smaller cruises, have boosted business, and he says he's optimistic.
We have a lot of construction projects going on in town, and those guys are all making pretty good money. And so between the 4 construction projects currently going, along with the potential for building a new hospital, the AICS clinic, I think, is going to be finally get going again. So we've got a lot of activity, and Wrangell's kind of the happening place in Southeast right now. So I'm always optimistic, but I'm exceptionally optimistic about the future of Wrangell, definitely.
Civic Center Director Terry Henson says this year over 5,000 Wrangell guides were sold and distributed for travelers and believes the increase in marketing is working.
I think that Wrangell is starting to get a big enough name, and we've had some excellent articles by travel writers over the last couple of years where I think it's finally starting to show up with the amount of independent travelers. And, of course, Carol gets out and really does a lot of promotion for the community and the city, and I think it's starting to show.
Henson says the Nolan Center has had an eventful year. With over 97 bookings this year, she expects another busy year ahead. And with a number of center enhancement projects, as well as some big bookings next spring, she hopes to see more tourism develop in the community. The Interseas Discovery Cruise Line is scheduled to arrive in Wrangell both August 31st and September 7th. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.